You're listening to the Apple Viz Podcast.
Welcome to what's new in iOS 11 in terms of accessibility features. I am Thomas Donville, also known as Anonymous. I'm going to show you some of the highlights of the new accessibility features you can find in iOS 11. This will cover some for that are blind, for voiceover users only. This also will show you some for low vision folks out there. And then lastly, I will not forget my deafblind friends out there. And we will show you some of these features that you might be interested in. Now, these are not going to be all the things you can find, but they're primarily the highlights that I thought that were the most important things. Of course, there's lots of other smaller items out there that I will not be covering. So let's go ahead and show you some of the highlights and some of the bigger features that I think you'd be interested in with the new accessibility features in iOS 11. One of the big things you will find is within the accessibility settings, we had had in the past a verbosity settings within the voiceover section. However, Apple has redesigned it and added quite a few new options in the verbosity area. So let me show that to you.
Verbosity button.
So if I double tap that.
Selected. Voiceover. Back button.
I'm going to go to the right.
Verbosity. Speak hints. On.
Okay. Now, before there weren't very many things in this area. Now you're going to hear all sorts of new things and in great things to have. So I'm pretty excited to show this to you. So as you go to the right, the speaker, we have always had that before. However, I'm going to show you some new things.
Punctuation. Some. Button.
Punctuations. This is pretty cool. So now you can control how much verbose that you want within VoiceOver to tell you. So if you double tap off in
selected.
This.
Verbosity. Back button. Punctuation. All.
You now can have VoiceOver tell you everything of the punctuations
selected some
or some, which is by default
none
or none. So if you hate all those punctuations being stated and read it out to you, now you have the option to turn it off or make it less or more verbose. Okay, so I'll go back
button. Mm-hmm. Punctuation some button.
Okay, and so now it's set to some. Let's check out, see what else we have here.
Speak detected text on.
Okay.
Double tap determines whether automatically detected text in the focused item is spoken.
So that's pretty self-explanatory. So once it lands on something, if you have it set on, it'll tell you what you just landed on.
Capital letters. Speak cap button.
Okay. This is new. Capital letters and the one below this.
Deleting text. Change pitch button.
Change text. So watch this. So I'm going to go back up one.
Capital letters.
Speak. Capital letters. I'm going to double tap on this.
Selected.
It's going to give you some options here.
Capital letters. Heading. Selected. Speak cap.
Now it's going to say speak cap. So it's going to say cap A, cap B, or
place on.
You can just have it say a sound.
Change pitch.
Or change the pitch. So those are the items there. And I think
do nothing.
Do nothing. That's right. So those are the four items you can pick from. So let's go back to the
verbosity.
Back.
Back button. Determines whether automatically detect capital letters. Deleting text. Change.
So deleting text does the same thing. So you can either have it tells you it's deleting, or you can have a sound ding, or you can have a pitch, or no sound at all. So those are the two options that they give us as well.
Embedded links. Speak. Button.
Okay. So any time of embedded links, it will tell you, which is nice.
Table output. Heading.
Obviously, anytime you have tables that comes up and you want it to tell you a little bit more of the tables, let's show you what it says.
Table headers. On.
You got table headers.
Row and column numbers. On.
And row and columns headers, which is really cool. So now you have rows and columns that's being pronounced to you. So it'll say row 2, column 3 as you get into that particular cell. Now, either of these two items,
table headers on,
double you tap can to double tap off, and turn those
on
off.
Row and column numbers on.
Okay.
Determines whether this information is output when navigating tables.
Mm-hmm.
Emoji suffix off.
That
to toggle setting.
Has been in iOS 10, so that is not new. So we'll just go down some more.
Speaks the word emoji when emoji are read in media descriptions. Off button.
media description. This is brand new. This is really cool. If you double tap in here.
Selected. Verbosity. Back
button. Okay. You can have different type of verbosity for media description. So let me go to the right.
Media descriptions. Selected. Off.
You have off.
Speech.
Speech only.
Braille.
Braille.
Speech and Braille.
And speech and Braille. I will tell you what this is used for. It's mostly for people, if you have closed caption coming up, it will read to you by speech. Or if you have Braille, you just want the closed caption comes up in Braille. Or you can have speech and Braille come up. And when you are in the media itself and it's playing and it's a video, you can also use the rotor, and the media description will show up in the rotor itself. And then you can flick up to speech Braille or speech and Braille. So that's a new item, and it's going to be great for our friends that are deaf. And that's going to be really awesome for those with a Braille display as well.
Verbosity. Back button. Back.
Okay.
Media descriptions. Off.
Button. Media description.
Table output. Heading. Embedded links. Speed. Table output. Table head. Row and column numbers. Determines whether this emoji suffix. Speaks the word. Media descriptions. Determines how closed captions. Determines how closed captions plus SDHR output during media playback.
And there you have it. So that's a new section in the verbosity within voiceover settings. Also in the voiceover settings, you will find something new within the speech area, which is the pitch. You can now change the pitch of the voice and use it across voiceover system wide. So let me show you here. I'm going to go to the right here.
Speech button.
Find your speech within the voiceover settings inside of accessibility. Open that up.
Selected. Voiceover. Back button.
And we're going to go to the right.
Speech. Head. Edit. Button. Voice. Ava. Enhanced.
We always had these voices. Now to the right.
Pronunciations. Button.
We had those pronunciation before.
Pitch. Heading.
And there's our pitch. Now if I go one more to the right.
Pitch. 50%.
I can increase the pitch.
Swipe up or down with one finger to adjust the value.
This is going to be quite useful for people that might have some hearing issue and that can hear certain different frequency of a voice that helps. So I'm going to flick up to change this, go up higher.
60%, 70%, 80%, 90%.
So you get the idea how the pitch sounds. So that is going to be a very nice feature for those that need a little bit of adjustment to hear things. So if I go back down.
80%. 70%, 60%, 50%.
And that's there. Now, if you go to the right one more time.
Use pitch change. Off.
If you want to use the pitch change, go ahead and set it on. So those are the new pitch setting. Okay, the next set of features is going to be for the low vision folks out there. You're going to like some of the things they put in iOS 11. And I'm going to go ahead and show that to you. The first thing I'm going to bring up to you is the display accommodations. So I'm going to go here.
Display accommodations.
So there's the display accommodations. Go ahead and double tap that.
Selected. Accessibility. Back button.
All right. So I'm going to go right over to where the big thing is.
Display accommodations. Invert colors. Off.
Button. Invert colors. Yes, we had something like this in iOS 10, but they made an enhancement in this area. So I'm going to double tap here.
Selected. Display accommodation.
I'm going to show you the two options you got here.
Invert colors. Heading. Smart invert. Off.
You now have something called the smart invert. You may have heard about this, but I'm going to give Apple a description what smart invert is.
Smart Invert Colors reverses the colors of the display, except for images, media, and some apps that use dark color styles.
Okay. Now, for those that like the older invert color, you got the second option here.
Classic Invert. Off.
There's the classic inverts. So if you're not a fan of the smart invert, you can go back to the classic invert. Now, this is a little bit different.
Classic Invert Colors reverses the colors of the display.
Okay. So, my understanding is that some of the colors that are very subtle, if you use a smart invert, an example, if it's a very subtle color change, it will try to make a little bit of a tint in there, so it'll be visually more detailed to you, so you can see it better. However, I'm not a low vision expert, and I can't tell you everything exactly it does and how it looks to me, but I will tell you, I'm going to point you to a great blog that Scott Davert has put out. It's going to go in a lot more details of the smart invert. It's going to go into more explanation and details. And also, it's going to tell you some caveats in Catch-22. It's not a perfect thing. It's an improvement, yes, but it does have some issues, so be sure to read that blog. Now, before I head on out, I'm going to go back to the top left there.
Display accommodations.
Let's go back out.
Invert colors.
They put something in this area that just blows my mind. So I'm going to go down here.
Enabling color filters. Color filters can be auto brightness on.
They have placed the auto brightness into this accessibility area. Why in the world did they do this? I have no idea. I in some ways it makes sense, but for anyway, Apple decided to move this. So if you're looking for the auto brightness, this is where you can find it. I will make a few more notes, and before we move on, anybody that's using the magnifier, you're going to see some improvements with the magnifier, which is going to be a pretty welcome thing for you. It is a much faster when it comes to focusing. So if you're looking at an object or something that has got a text on it that you want to read, you're going to notice that it's a lot faster and cleaner when it comes to when you're setting the magnifier on certain objects. Also, it's very adaptable to light and darkness now. My understanding, it changes very quickly now, so it's much faster. So this always a welcome improvement. And then lastly is the speak selection. Any of those that use the speak selection, be sure to head on over there and check it out. There are some new improvements when it comes to words and sentences following. And check that out. Plus, it's also in the blog that Scott Davert wrote up. All right. Let's go to the next one. There's also a new feature within the accessibility under the
call audio routing.
The caller audio routing. This is typically the area where you get when you get receive phone calls. Typically in the past, when you were able to go into this area, you can tell it where you want the phone calls to be received. So if somebody wants to put on automatic, that means the phone will determine where to take the phone calls. So if you go in this area.
Hearing. Heading. Call audio routing. Automatic. Selected. Here. Accessibility. Call audio. Selected. Automatic.
Typically, it's set to automatic.
Selected. Automatic. Bluetooth headset.
Some have Bluetooth headphones. So this is normal stuff you've seen in the old iOS.
Speaker.
And speakers. Now, what's new is an auto answer. So I'm going to go down there.
Call audio routing. Auto answer calls. Off. Button.
So I'm going to go ahead and double tap on that.
Call audio routing.
And it's going to bring up to the top. And I'm going to go to the right.
Auto answer calls. Heading.
Now, if you turn this on.
Auto answer calls. Off.
Double tap
that. Double tap on.
Now it sets it to on. And basically what this does is pretty self-explanatory. It does the auto answer for you. So if you have some sort of an issue, maybe you have some hand coordination problems or anything like that, and answering the phone calls are very difficult for you, now you have the ability of be able to answer the phone without having to do any type of gestures to answer the phone call. So this is going to be really useful for some of the people out there that might like to use this feature. So as you turn this option on, and to the right of here,
seconds, 3.00, text field,
it tells you how many seconds it is until it answers the call. So you can adjust the seconds up and down until it answers the phone call. So to the right of this,
decrement button,
is a decrement button. And then to the right of that,
increment,
it's an increment button. And that is it. It will give you a little self-explanatory issue here.
The duration of time to wait until the call is auto-answered.
There you go. That's pretty much in a nutshell. So it will auto answer for you. So this is going to be great for some people with a disability with their hands or have a hard time answering your phone. Apple has decided to change how we are able to drag our apps across the different pages or create folders and things like that. They have gone back, part of it, they have gone back to the iOS 9 version of how we used to be able to go into the edit mode. So what you learn how to use in iOS 10, I hate to say it, it all went out the window. So iOS 11 present a whole new way how to drag and move things around and create folders. I'm not going to go into real in-depth, but I'm going to show you just a sliver of it so you can get an idea how the sneak peek work. So here I'm on one of these pages that has a lot of different apps here.
IFTTT, Files, Easy Reader.
Okay, so I have all those, right? So to initiate the edit mode, you have to initiate the edit mode. And what we did back in the older iOS days, we had to do a one finger double tap and hold, and that will go into the edit mode. So I'm going to do a one finger double tap and hold. So I'm on the Easy Reader app, so I'm going to double tap and hold on that.
Started editing.
Okay, so the first thing you heard is that it's start editing. So you're now in the edit mode. So if you double tap with one finger, you have the option to delete a file. So if you double tap.
Alert. Delete Easy Reader.
So those that are using the older iOS will remember those options. And those that have not seen this before, this is going to be a whole new experience for you. So you just do that to delete an app. So I'm going to cancel this.
Deleting this app will also cancel button.
Okay. Now,
Easy Reader.
I'm still in the edit mode because I have not hit the home button, because once you hit the home button, you're out of the edit mode. So once you're in the edit mode, you just flick up.
Drag Easy Reader.
Okay, so I'm going to go ahead and double tap on Easy Reader. One finger double tap. And so now that option is selected and ready to be moved. So let's just go to the left here.
Easy Reader is editing. Outlook is editing. Outlook is editing.
Okay, so that's the very first row. So let's go down to a little bit more.
Quick follow is
okay.
Editing.
Let's just say I want to put my Easy Reader before or after this or create a folder. You still have the old iOS 10 option where you can flick up, use the rotor, but you have to be in the edit mode. So I flick up.
Cancel drag.
Mm-hmm.
Create new folder with Twit Follow and Easy Reader. Drop ready.
Okay, so it says drop ready if you want to create a folder with the Twit and this item.
Drop Easy Reader after Twit. Drop ready.
Okay, you can drop it after. So I'll just do a one finger double tap and I'll drop it after. Now if I swipe up.
Drop Easy Reader before Twit Follow. Drop ready.
Or you can drop it before that. And on top of that, go up.
Add to drag session.
You can add this app to the drag session. So when I double tap on this app.
Dragging two items. VO starter is editing.
Okay, so you hear that? It gives you now two apps are being dragged with it. So this is a multiple thing. So this is fantastic if you want to put a bunch of app into a single folder. So let's say I want to put this on my drag. I'll just go ahead and add this.
Activate, default, add to drag session.
Okay.
Dragging three items. Accessibility.
So you hear I just got three items. Let's go to the top here and just say I want to put that up there.
Outlook. Is editing.
Now you can take those three files that I have added, and then if you swipe up.
Activate, default, cancel drag. Create new folder with Outlook and Twit Follow, VO starter, Easy Reader, drop ready.
You hear that? So those are all the apps I have selected, and I can create a folder within that. So you just double tap it, or I can put all these things.
Drop Twit Follow, VO starter, Easy Reader after Outlook, drop ready.
After Outlook, so you can drop it after. So that's the new drag, drop, multiple selection apps out all at one time. There's a lot more options and feature, but this is just a short detail so you know all about this new feature. Okay, the new control center option. The control center has changed quite a bit from what you remember seeing in iOS 10. They give us a little bit more control of what we can put in the control center. But what I'm going to focus on is more the accessibility of what you can use with accessibility within the control center. So they've given us some ability to add some widgets within the control center. This is a pretty neat feature. So what you do is you go into settings and go down to the control center.
Control center button.
And then just double tap on this.
Selected settings.
Okay. Typically, we will see the different options in here. And now there are new options. You can add different kind of accessibility widgets within the control center. So as I go to the right.
Control Center. Swipe up from the bottom of the screen to view Control Center. Access within apps. On. Allow access to Control Center within apps. When disabled, you customize controls. Button.
Okay. Customize control buttons. So we're going to double tap on this.
Selected. Control Center. Back button.
And I'm going to go to the right.
Customize. Heading. Add and organize additional controls to appear in Control Center.
Okay. So these are the widgets I was telling you about. Now, a lot of these things you're going to see before, but now you're going to see some newer things. So I'll show you what they got in here.
Include. Heading.
Okay.
Flashlight.
Actions. Now you can add or remove flashlight.
Reorder flashlight. Button. Mm-hmm.
You can drag it up and down. So if there's a particular order you like to put these things in your widget, they will show up in that. So I'm just going to keep going to the right.
Timer. Reorder timer. Calculator. Reorder calculate. Camera. Reorder camera. Screen recording. Reorder screen recording. Apple TV remote. Reorder Apple TV. More controls. Heading.
All right. Here we go. By default, you're not going to see it. You have to go all the way down here to turn these options on. So here are the new accessibility items plus some other things, but the main focus is the accessibility stuff here.
Insert accessibility shortcuts. Button.
One so if you use accessibility, so if you don't want to use a triple click home to do the accessibility touch, you can now access it through the control center. So you can add this onto a widget and you just do a three-finger swipe up to get to the control center towards the third panel, which is towards the bottom. You should see the accessibility touch item. You can just double tap on that and then select what you want, and you can turn that option on. So if you go to the right.
Accessibility shortcuts.
Uh-huh.
Insert alarm. Button. So 2 of 11.
Here's alarm.
Alarm. Insert do not disturb while driving. Do not disturb while. Insert guided access. Button.
Here's guided access. If you want to insert that, just double tap that and insert the widget to the control center, and you can get your guided accesses to show up.
Guided access. Insert low power mode. Low power mode. Insert magnifier. Button.
Magnifier. This is a pretty cool option.
Magnifier. Insert notes. Button. Notes. Insert stopwatch. Button. Stopwatch. Insert text size. Button. 911.
Text size. This is a nice one.
Text size. Insert voice memos. Button. Voice memos. Insert wallet. Button. Wallet. Wallet.
There you go. So those are the new control center options that you can include. So as you can hear for yourself, there's some new accessibility features that you can add to the control center, which is going to be a great, nice feature to have. So all right. So that is the new option in control center. There's one last new feature that I wanted to show you that is going to be pretty useful for a voiceover user. If you're a Safari user, this little option is a small thing, but it offers a big punch. And let me explain this, especially if you're a reader mode fan and Safari. So you're going to love this. I'm going to go to my Safari.
Safari.
Okay, I'm going to open up Safari.
Safari. Address. Okay. Search your website.
Let me find a site here.
Apple Vis. Getting started. Apple Vis Vertical Line Empowering Blind and Low Vision Users of Apple.
Let's go
address.
To Apple Vis. So it's loading up the site. And typically when you go to Apple Vis or you go to CNN or whatever have not, you have this thing called the reader mode. And I know that Apple Vis is probably not a good example because the reader mode doesn't quite work with Apple Vis, but it works really great with other sites. But I'm going to use Apple Vis as an example. So if you go to the top.
Reader. Button.
There's a reader button. Sure. And typically, for those that don't know what the reader button is what it does is if you turn this on, it scraps out all the navigational stuff and it takes you right to the meat of the internet. So it takes you right to the core section of the page. So you don't have to keep flicking. So if you haven't used it, try it. But anyway, to turn this on, as typically we know, any site we go to, we have to turn this on, right? So if I double tap this.
Selected. Reader.
Now the reader mode is on and it says selected. The problem with this is that if I go to CNN and I unload Safari and I come back later to CNN, the reader mode is there again and I have to double tap it again. Now check this out. Right where you have the reader button, just do a swipe up.
Automatic reader view.
It says automatic reader mode. So what this does is it automatically remember which site you want the reader mode to be on. This is a really cool feature. So when I unload Safari and I want to come back into it and open up Apple Vis or CNN, whatever not, it will remember which site I have the reader mode set to on and which site I don't have it. So this is really neat. So if you go to CNN all the time and you don't want to keep tapping the reader button, just swipe up, double tap on the automatic, and the next time you come back, it remembers that. So it's a very small hidden feature, but it does has a wow factor for me, so I wanted to share that with you guys. Well, I hope you enjoyed the new accessibility things you can find in iOS 11 that I've showed you. There are many more other items there I may have not covered, but these are the pretty much of the highlights that I thought you'd be interested in what's new in iOS 11 in terms of accessibility items that you can find. So that's going to do for this podcast. Be sure to check the other podcasts of what's new in iOS 11. And in terms of mainstream stuff, that's not so much for accessibility people, but for everybody that's sighted or non-sighted. So be sure to check those out. I'll talk to you later. This is Thomas Donville, also an anonymous. Goodbye.
This podcast has been brought to you by the community of Apple Viz. For the latest in resources and tips and tricks to help you get the best experience from your Apple device, visit us online at www.applevis.com.